You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette. I am News Director Nicole Walton, and in the studio I have with me Bobby Glenn Brown. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, Nicole.
Now, it's been in the news, and thank you for coming in. I do appreciate it. You are well known in the arts sector in Marquette as an actor, a singer, and a dancer. What is not well known is your participation in the Catholic Church, specifically St. Michael's Catholic Church. How much were you involved in that?
I was a member of St. Michael for the last 3 years. I went periodically over probably an 8 to 10 year period. Many friends of my folks and other friends that I had at St. Michael are members as well. And so it was a place to feel welcomed, and I really enjoyed being there. The last 3 years, I was a cantor and a lector. I sang in the choir for funeral mass and regular mass, and enjoyed being part of the pastoral council. The last 2.5 years, I served on the pastoral council as well as a secretary.
So you were very involved, obviously. You and your partner of 31 years, Don Roberts, held a commitment ceremony this past Saturday. Tell me what happened at church the next morning.
It was a wonderful ceremony, a beautiful day, and such love that I haven't felt from friends and family in a long time, and was very eager and excited to go, as I usually do every Sunday, to Cantor, and was met by the priest, who told me, because of my fake ceremony, and I reminded him that it was a commitment ceremony and showed him the ring that I have, that due to that, I would no longer be able to minister at St. Michael, and that meant cantoring or lecturing, that not only am I a public figure, but when you speak for the church, you're at the lector or the amble, and that if I wanted to participate, I could sit in the vestibule and listen, and it was my choice to leave, but I felt it was the best thing to do that morning. There was a lot of mixed feelings. Obviously, it was very emotional, and it still is, because it was a place where I felt welcomed and loved, and I felt shunned, for lack of a different term. And what surprised me a little bit after the whole incident happened was that 5 other parishioners walked out with me.
Did that surprise you?
It did in a way, because I thought it, I didn't notice them standing around or were able to listen or see what had happened. And I understand the Catholic Church isn't going to change. That's not my point. That's not my view at all. My intention is that include, not exclude. And I felt very excluded and shunned, like I said.
Now, you've never made it a secret in the community that you are gay, and I'm presuming everybody at the church knew this. How did the ceremony, which isn't even recognized as binding in Michigan, how did that all of a sudden compromise your volunteering efforts there?
I think we have a wonderful Pope, and he's doing awesome things, and the Catholic Church just needs to catch up with what it is that he is trying to make the world understand, that, again, it's called inclusion. I think they were able to allow me to participate and volunteer my time while I shoved something under the rug, or that it wasn't public, or that it wasn't the knowledge of the general public. And that's really not the type of person I am. You know me very well. Many people do. And I've never hidden the fact that that's how I live my life and the person that I am. They asked several times, could I live with Don as a brother in Christ? And the wording bothered me. And it's not the relationship that I wanted with this man that I spent 30 years of my life with.
You mentioned Pope Francis, and I just wanted to mention that he has said of gay people, if they accept the Lord and have goodwill, who am I to judge them? So,
amen.
How would you say that your partnership with your partner, with Donnie, exemplifies Christ's teachings?
There's a psalm that I've sung several times, and the beginning of it is, "Loving and caring and forgiving are you, O Lord." And my relationship with Don is loving and caring and respectful, and you want to do for them and love them more than you do yourself. And I would say that's probably the closest I could get to any kind of connection to the Catholicism.
Now, Marquette Bishop John Durfler, rather, has provided a written statement in response to the situation, and I'll read that now. He says, quote, "Everyone is invited to follow Jesus Christ and invited to be part of the Catholic Church. One of the qualifications for public ministry within the Catholic Church is the willingness to give witness to the gospel and the church's teachings. Such ministries include serving at Mass as a lector or cantor. The inability to serve in a ministry does not disqualify a person from being a member of the church." So what is your reaction to that?
That's not what I got from Father Larry. And if that's the case, God bless them. I felt turned away, and I felt it wasn't a decision of the church, but that it was a decision of his own.
Of the bishops or of?
Of the priest. At that particular church.
Okay. What has been the reaction from the community?
Overwhelming support. You know, there are haters in the world, and you're not going to do anything to change that. But the overwhelming response that we've gotten from several parishioners of St. Michael and elsewhere, lots of outreach from several different denominations of churches that want Don and I to come and participate with them. Openly and willingly and with open arms, but a lot. I mean, even from some pretty public figures that I'm sure will become known later on.
Now, how do you think young people who are struggling with their sexual identities will see this? Do you think it will have some ramifications on them?
I would first like to say that God is everywhere. You don't need to be in a church to believe what you believe, or that God is present everywhere. If there's anything that the Catholic Church taught me, was that love and support and commitment and dedication are very important, and that God's teachings are everywhere. I think some of the things that are happening with me need to be expressed and need to be public because of St. Michael's relationship to campus ministry, the relationship to Northern Michigan University. There's a strong, young group of people from the university that need to feel welcomed. And I think as this becomes more public, they'll find something somewhere else to go or something else to do. And that's not right. I believe, again, God is everywhere and that they could find Christ somewhere. And it's sad that it can't be across the street.
Will you go back to St. Michael's?
Not right now. I just don't think it's the right thing to do right now. I also resigned from pastoral council. I wasn't asked to, but I felt that the way that I was treated on Sunday morning, it was a no-brainer. And I volunteered my time and gave myself lovingly to them. I absolutely love that church. It'll always be in my heart. I'll always be a St. Michael Archangel, and I wish them well. And many of those parishioners are family friends, lifelong friends, and none of that has changed. And that I hope that they can help persuade the current priesthood to accept everyone.
Bobby Glenn Brown, thank you very much for coming in and sharing your experience. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM Marquette.